family, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. My granddad set a high standard for us. He taught my dad, who taught me, that caring about our community, caring about the people in our community, is one of our most important jobs as a dealership.
Chevy, find new roads.
Numbers on Gavin Clemens as he comes in. Gavin on the year has won three and lost two. He has an ERA of 2.42. He has struck out 42 and walked 15. So a good strikeout to walk ratio. And Gavin Clemens comes on to try to settle things down here in the first inning. Jalen Fuentes is at the plate, runner at first and one out. And Gavin delivers, and the curve is in there for strike one. Hunter Day is now playing second base for Brownwood. Gavin steps off the rubber and tosses to first base. Rain is pretty well stopped here now. Breeze continues to blow. Pitch to Fuentes. Way high, one ball, one strike. Fuentes had one hit in the first game. One won the count on him. Gavin delivers, bounce to Hobbs. He'll go to second for one. Day's relay throw is not in time. They get the lead man. I think Hunter had a little bit of a problem getting it out of his glove out at second base. Anyway, Hobbs starts the double play. They get the lead man. Fuentes on at first on the fielder's choice ground out. Here's Cameron Jones, who plays second base for them. He flied out both times up in the first game. We're tied at three. The pitch to him, bounced right side. That's through for a base hit. Runners at first and second now with two outs in the first. A 3-3 ball game. And that'll bring Jacoby Rowland, the pitcher, to the plate. Or Rowland.
Looks like Rowland to me, but
right-handed batter, two on, two out here in the first inning. Gavin comes set. Pitch is knocked foul back behind the plate. Strike one, the count. Each team with four hits here in the first inning. Pitch a little bit low. Even discounted, one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. The senior Gavin Clemens ready to come back to the plate. He does. Swing and a miss. One and two. Rowland tried to hold up, but he went around. One ball, two strike count. Pitch, swing and a miss. There's the inning. Three spot for each team and a wild first. Brown with three, Midland Green with three. We're back in 1 minute.
If you're looking for a hometown, home-owned bank, then Citizens National Bank is the bank for you. Stop by the main office at No. 1 Carnegie or their convenient branch inside Walmart for more information. From free online banking and bill pay to deposit accounts and home loans, Citizens National Bank can do it all for you. Citizens National Bank, Brownwood's only home-owned bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With your current insurance policies, do you feel like you're just a number? It's never supposed to be that way. Insurance should be a trusting relationship between you, a great agent, and a company that has your back. Purchasing your home and auto policies from Smith & Sharp Insurance not only means affordable policies that shield you from life's sudden mishaps.
You also get Carter Sharp and Jeff Smith, two genuinely good guys who see you for the individual you are.
So when it comes time to renew your auto policy or insure your home, see Smith & Sharp Insurance, 201 West Adams in downtown Brownwood. Call 646-4578.
That's the local experts for commercial, residential, and industrial HVAC sales, service, and installation. They can fix what most air conditioner companies can't. All work guaranteed. For outstanding customer service, call 203-5324. That's Accurate Air Solutions, TACLA53299C. Accurate Air Solutions. C.J. Hanley will lead it off for Brownwood here in the second inning. Hanley had a two RBI double in the first game. Rowland out there on the mound, and his first pitch to Hanley is going to be swung on and popped out into shallow left center field. Left fielder over, makes a basket catch. That's Jameson, and there's one out in the second. Here's Hathaway. Brown with three in the first. And a nice counterpunch by Midland Greenwood in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch on the way to Hathaway. He'll swing and pop it up. Right fielder drifts in, catches it, and quickly there are two outs here in the second inning. Here's Cottrell making his way to the plate. Cottrell hit the first pitch in the ball game to right field for a base hit. So with two outs, Cottrell comes to the plate to try to get something going here. Pull him a little bit to left center field. First pitch to him is inside for ball one. Or is it not? It's on the corner, they say. So it's strike one on Cottrell. No balls, one strike. Back at him, and he catches the outside corner. It's nothing and two. Rowland settling in here. No ball, two strike count. And he will wind and pitch. And it swung on and hit hard out into center field. Center fielder on the run, chases it down. And an easy 1-2-3 inning for Rowland and Midland Greenwood. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. Brownwood ahead, or Brownwood tied with Greenwood at 3-3. We're back in 1 minute.
AffordaCare Urgent Care Clinic is now open on Early Boulevard. Our team of hometown professionals is ready to help when you need us. Whether you're suffering from seasonal allergies, need a physical, or dealing with a minor injury, we'll get you the help you need and get you in and out quickly. We're open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and open on the weekends. You can walk in anytime or reserve your appointment online at affordacare.com, and we'll text you when it's time to show up. Next time you need medical care, come see us at AffordaCare.
When was the last time you had your eyes checked? There's a good possibility that your vision has changed and corrections are needed. With something as important as your eyesight, you always want to see a qualified professional you know and trust. Dr. Stan Cavett at TSO, located in front of Heartland Mall, is this kind of professional. Call and make an appointment to have your vision checked. It's too important to put off, so call today. Dr. Stan Cavett, Texas State Optical, proud to be supporters of local high school sports.
Well, we play here at Crutcher Scott Field in Abilene on a rainy, cold afternoon. Of course, we started the first game at 11 o'clock this morning. Brownwood winning that one in a rout 12-0. Tied here in the bottom of the second game, 3-3, 9-1-2, due up for Midland Greenwood in the second. Jameson, the left fielder, who's been terrific defensively today. Then Ray and Ramsey. Swing and a miss for strike one. Jameson's been great defensively. Ray's been great offensively. And Remy, well, he's here. Pitch high, it's one ball, one strike. To Jameson. 3-3 baseball game. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Bramwood trying to get some work from Mason Ryden today, but he's knocked out after facing five batters. All three of the runs who scored were against him. Upstairs, 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, 3-3. Bramwood Greenwood in the second. Lions trying to move to the third round of the playoffs for the first time in a long time. Swing and a miss, or it's foul tip. Little tip of the ball back to the backstop. Two balls, two strikes. Bouncer going up the middle. Hathaway chases it down. Flips to first. Got the out. On a nice play by Jacob Hathaway. And there's one down here in the second inning. By the way, if Bramwood wins this series, they will be playing the winner of the Argyle-Graham series. Argyle just happens to be the number one ranked team in the state, with a record of 30-something and one. They're good. Here's Brody Ray. Double to open the ball game for them. Swings and pops it foul to the right side. So I guess we should maybe pull for a Graham upset.
I've already started thinking about it.
Yeah, right. Here's the next pitch to Ray. It swung on, hit hard to third. Hobbs knocks it down, picks it up, throws, but throws way wide at first. Hanley had to leave the bag to go run it down, and that will be an error on the throw by Chris Hobbs. Bramwood's second error in the ball game. I don't know. It looks like they may be ruling that a hit, which is kind of crazy. Here's Tristan Ramey, the center fielder. Ray is on yet again. First pitch on the way to Ramey. He chops it toward third, and Hobbs is going to scoop and has no play. Not a good play by Chris Hobbs. The ball was crawling along the line, I think was about to veer foul, and he reached and picked it up and had no play. So with one out, back-to-back singles in the infield from Ray and Ramey, and here's Lundgren. He had the big blow in the first on a two-run triple.
Hobbs has had a tough start to this game in the field. That's three decisions that have put runners on base.
Bouncing ball up the middle. Hathaway touches the bag. Throws first. Got the double play.
Wow.
All right. Just what the doctor ordered. They were running on the play. And a bouncer right up over the mound. Hathaway grabbed it. Touched the bag. Fired to first. Got the out. And so ends the second for Greenwood. We're even at three through two. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids.
Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time, only participating Sonic drive-ins.
Texas Bank is a community bank committed to education. In the last 8 years, we have contributed over $500,000 in scholarships to help local students continue their education and fulfill their dreams. Texas Bank is proud to give generously to our local communities and continue to offer products that make your life more productive. With our strong and proven financial foundation, we will be here to support our Brownwood Lions for many years to come. Texas Bank, proven, local, strong. Member FDIC.
Section-inch steakhouse at Highway 377 South is family dining at its best. See Rusty, Misty, and the gang for great food and a family atmosphere. Great to-go specials, too, with a convenient drive-through to get you in and out fast. Call 643-1581 or stop by the Section Hand Steakhouse in Brownwood. 2-3-4 due up in the third for Brownwood. Reese Rogers walked and scored back in the first inning. Then Clemens and then Leonard. Rogers digs in, Rowland throws, and a swing and a miss. Jacoby Rowland, terrible first and easy second. He winds and delivers, and it's swung on down the line in right field. That's a fair ball into the corner. Here's Rogers. Into second, he's going to go ahead and go, trying to make three. The slide, he's out at third base. That's an absolutely perfect relay throw. Just perfect. Down the line, number one, it was Ray who dug it out in the corner. He threw to the second baseman, Jones. Perfect relay throw to third. And Rogers is dead at third base. And I'm going to tell you what, with the speed Rogers has, you got to be pretty close to perfect. Here's Clemens at the plate. Breaking ball is low, and it's ball one. Rowland, a tall kid. I don't know how tall he is, but he's got some length about him. Pitch inside, ball two. Two and nothing. Clemens doubled his first time up. He has three doubles on the day now. Well, you didn't like the outcome, but you loved watching perfect execution. Boy, it was nice. Curveball inside on the corner, and it's 2-1. 3-3 our score. We're in the third inning. Low. Ball three. Hunter Leonard waits on deck. Here's the 3-1 delivery, Rowland to Clemens. Clemens swings and fouls it toward the Greenwood dugout. Full count on Gavin now. Rowland kicks and delivers, swing and a miss. Clemens strikes out on a breaking ball, two down. Here's Hunter, he hit a sacrifice fly to deep center field back in the first inning. Two outs and nobody on. That's seven in a row retired. Outside corner for a strike to Hunter. Well, I lied to you. Rogers is given a double and then thrown out, trying to stretch it to a triple. Here's a swing and a hard hit ball past the shortstop out into left field, and the first hit of the day for Hunter Leonard. Swansea got an RBI single back in the first, makes his way to the plate. Both teams have six hits. Bram with the only error. I thought they had two, but I guess just one. Leonard at first, two down. Pitches low, skips away from the catcher. He runs, picks it up, throws down, but Leonard beats the throw to second base, standing up.
I'll be honest, Dallas, I would have given the Brownwood Lions three errors so far. The mishandling, then the throwing error on that first error of the first inning, and then a second one in the next inning, like you had said, or a third one in the second inning.
A little bit outside, ball two, popped out of the mitt of Lewis again, but he grabs it in a hurry. Leonard in scoring position at second base. 2-0 on Swansea. Curve floats in on the inside corner. 2-1. Each team got three in the first. Bramwood batting here with two outs in the third. Pitch on the outside corner. That'll even the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, a count on Grayson Swansea. A little bit high and away. It's full count, 3-2. So full count on Grayson with Leonard at second and two outs in the inning. We play in the top half of the third. Here's the payoff pitch coming. That's low, and here's Leonard, and they throw down. Leonard's going to get hung up between second and third. They throw back to second. Leonard is in a rundown. Leonard making him work for it, still making him work, and they chase him back. They throw it away into the outfield. Chased down in a hurry, but Leonard is safe at second base. Well, tip your hat to Hunter Leonard. He got in trouble. He shouldn't have gotten in trouble. But he got hung up between second and third. He had third base made without any problem, and why he held up, I'll never know, but they get him in a rundown between second and third, squeeze him back to second, and then throw the ball away at second base. So he's still there. We got a runner at first also, and now here's A.J. McCarty flying out his first time up. Had two hits in the first game. He'll swing and pop it up. It's out of play. The thing you don't like to see here, and it may have been because of the easiness of the first game, is we're doing some sloppy stuff now. And in the playoffs, you just don't, you cannot do that. Hopefully we're through with it for the rest of the afternoon. Here's the pitch to AJ. Strike on the outside corner, and quickly he's in the hole at no balls and two strikes. Chris Hobbs on deck. Runners first and second, two outs here in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced up the middle, shortstop grabs it, touches the bag, and that's the inning. We head to the bottom of the third, tied 3-3. We're back in 1 minute.
Stanley Chrysler, your big volume Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Central Texas, loves sports and is a proud supporter of our area athletes and teams. The next time you want to talk sports and talk a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, go see the great team at Stanley. All they want is to make sure you drive away happy. Because after all, we want you to come back again and again. Stanley Dodge Chrysler Jeep, 1003 West Commerce in Brownwood. Roberts and Petty, your Carrier dealer, are the pros when it comes to air conditioning, heating, or plumbing needs. They sell and install residential or commercial systems. Free estimates on new installations. Let a new Carrier energy-efficient unit save you money and keep you cooler or warmer. Roberts & Petty has been serving Central Texas for over 50 years. Turn to the experts. Carrier and Roberts & Petty. PACLA 00685C and M7369.
It's your place for sales, service, and installation of residential and commercial garage doors, hollow metal doors, gate opening devices, loading dock equipment, and more. Be sure and see the genuine, the original overhead door company of Brownwood and Early, located at 608 Early Boulevard. Here's Jared Lewis, the catcher. He struck out first time up. First pitch to him is inside. Clemens works out of a stretch all the time. Solid right-hander. Pitching in a 3-3 tie in the third. Swing and a chop toward third, but foul. One ball, one strike. Brownwood won 12-0 in the first game. Game three in the morning at 10:30 if needed. Pitch high, 2-1. If Brownwood wins this one, they get the series. If they lose it, we play again in the morning. Got the inside corner. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gavin right back at him. Swung on, hit to Hobbs. He knocks it down, gets up, throws in time. Chris made a good play. Boy, he's had some bullets this afternoon. That thing right at him. He knocked it down, grabbed it, set himself, and got the base runner by a stride. And there's one out here in the third. Skyler Dominguez, who single back in the first inning, stands in. That's his only hit of the day. Pitch to him, strike on the inside edge. Clemens working in a hurry. Bounces it in, it's even up at 1-1. Not sure who's playing in the game after us, but I got a lot of people hanging over the fence down the right field line. Another strike on the inside edge, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Beautiful facility here in Abilene. They got a big room down the right field line that houses a couple of batting cages. Pitch high, 2-2. The count on Dominguez. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the third inning. Bouncing ball to second. Dave's got it. Throws over, and they're 2 outs. 2 away here in the third, and that'll bring Jalen Fuentes to the plate. He's the first batter Clemens faced in this game. Two out, nobody on here in the third. Clemens pitches. That's high. Clemens, one of three, maybe four players on this team getting college opportunities starting next year. Inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Strike thrown in there. It's 2-1. Three-three ball game here in the bottom of the third inning. Swing and a miss on a big overhand curveball. Count evens, two balls, two strikes. Fuentes had one hit in the first game. Here's a 2-2 delivery on the way to him, and it swung on and fouled off down the right side. Two balls, two strikes, ball back in the hands of Clemens. He'll deliver. It swung on, a little looper out to right field. It's got to be in there for a base hit. McCarty got that thing on one quick bounce. He looked to first and started to rifle it, but Hanley was several steps away from the bag and decided not to. Here's Cameron Jones. He singled his first time up. That was against Clemens, of course. Two outs in the inning as Gavin comes set. And the pitch swung on, foul back into the netting.
Well, he got through the netting.
Did he?
Yeah. He got through that little bitty gap up there.
Again, the rain has temporarily stopped. Flags are getting kind of limp again. Clemens pitches and misses outside. It's one ball, one strike.
Looks like the rain started back up as well.
Oh, did it? Yeah, here it comes again. I said it had pretty well stopped, and now here it comes again. Pitch swung on, hit foul down the right side. One ball, two strikes on Cameron Jones. One out, or two outs. Runner at first base. That's peppering down pretty hard right now.
Yep.
Pitch low. Two balls, two strikes. Three-three tie here in the third. 2-2 on Jones. Clemens to the plate. Down low, full count. Gavin wants a new baseball from the home plate umpire. Full count as Clemens checks the runner at first. Comes to the plate. Curve in there for a call strike three. And it's a one-hit half inning for Greenwood with no runs. We head to the fourth, tied at three. We're back in 1 minute.
A big country Ford Lincoln, we're going to put a smile on your face. You get big savings and selection. Our people do whatever it takes.
Big Country Ford at 500 West Commerce in Brownwood.
Landmark Life Insurance Company. Comprehensive insurance coverage with a premier series of plans to fit individual needs. Call Landmark Life and work with professionals whose personal touch can guide you to the insurance coverage that fits the way you live. At Landmark Life, you'll feel right at home because Landmark Life is hometown people. So when you decide it's time to address your insurance needs, turn to Landmark Life Insurance Company in Brownwood.
We're back in Abilene, and the bottom just fell out. It is pouring down rain here at Crutchard-Scott Field. The umpires have put us in a delay. Again, this is an artificial turf field, so we will be playing, and we'll find out how long we're going to be in the delay. We will check and see. Right now, there is a weather delay here in Abilene. We'll take a break and be back when possible.
You have a choice. And when it comes to auto body work on your vehicle, more folks choose Syntex Body and Paint. The experienced iCar trained technicians at Syntex offer complete collision repairs and are dedicated to providing their customers with top-notch quality repairs. Insurance claims accepted and customer satisfaction is guaranteed. For the service you expect, choose Syntex Body and Paint, 1001 Pecan Street, or call 325-646-7753.
Is something stealing your energy? If so, you may be suffering from hormone deficiencies due to menopause or andropause. Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy can possibly relieve those symptoms and can improve your health and your quality of life. Come by and talk to Dennis today at Live Oak Pharmacy, located at 3707 Austin Avenue in Brownwood. Get started today and discover a healthier and happier you. That's Dennis Helbert at Live Oak Pharmacy, 3707 Austin Avenue in Brownwood.
Tired of working every day for a dollar, about to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last. Misled by the grand illusion, I've come to this conclusion. I can't make a move too fast. It's written in the sky. Never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worrying days are done. This looks like a good day to run. My baby's been working as a cashier. She didn't get a vacation this past year, but now it won't be long. Just to take a guess and a good clear station, playing our favorite song. There's some places we ain't been, some things that we ain't done, and it sure looks like a good day to run. Wide open down a two-lane highway, it's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind, never catch up again. I'm gonna say
All right, welcome back to Abilene. The rain has slacked off, and they started play again. Chris Hobbs leading off the top half of the fourth inning and swinging at the first pitch, and it's a base hit to left field. Hobbs is on. Here's C.J. Handley to bat. C.J. had a couple of hits in the first game. Pitch to him, low and in. That's away from the catcher, and Hobbs to second. Boy, I tell you what, the rain came in a hurry, and it was pouring down, and then it was almost like you'd turn a faucet off. All of a sudden, it was sprinkling.
Quick little flash shower, and it was gone as quick as it came.
Lights have been turned on here at Crutchard Scott Field. Pitch on the way to Handley. Takes a rip, misses. One and one. Brownwood three, the Midland Greenwood Rangers three. We're in the fourth, scheduled for seven. Here's the pitch. Outside corner makes it one and two. Fans starting to get back into the facility here. They've got seven hits, or we've got seven hits, they've got six. Handley fouls one back and keeps it at one and two. Hobbs with a single a moment ago, now has his second hit of the day. One-two pitch. Swung on and bounced into left field for a base hit. Here's Hobbs coming to third. He'll hold there. Handley a big turn at first, and he'll hold there. That's a great job of hitting by C.J. They tried to paint the outside corner on him. He leaned out and just touched it off the end of his bat right past the third baseman into left field. First two on for Brownwood here in the fourth. And here's Hathaway. Runners at the corners. Hathaway had a single in the first game. Has hit the ball hard. His other time's up. Here's the first pitch to him. Swing and a foul tip back into the backstop. And it's strike one. Brownwood got three in the first, and then Greenwood right back with three in their half. That's it. Top of the order on deck for Brownwood. They've got a lot of production out of that top half of the order all day long. Hathaway swings and fouls another one off. Nothing in two. A lot of fans had run for cover. They're just now getting back into the stadium. Here's a bouncing ball. Deep hole. Shortstop has it. Throws to third to try to get Hobbs leaning. Can't get him. It's going to be an infield single for Hathaway, and we're loaded up.
Dallas, I don't know if you can see here to your left, but these people have the neatest little thing. It's a clear bubble they're setting in. So they're out of the wind, the rain. They've got it made over there.
I think my wife's been trying to get me to get one. Pitching coach for the Rangers is heading out to the mound. Brown with three hits to start the fourth inning. And Cottrell coming to the plate, and he's had three hits this afternoon. Haven't made a decision yet. I need to get a good look at one of those things.
It's pretty neat. It's just right here to your left, if you can scoot over and see it.
Yeah, right.
It's great. It's got room for a chair and everything. It's great.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, be my luck. Somebody come over and, you know.
Tip you over?
Kind of like they used to tip the outhouses over. Yeah. I could see it happening. Well, let's see.
They do have somebody warming up in the bullpen over there. Unfortunately, yeah. I just can't see who it is.
Yeah, it's still rattling out there on the mound. So here's Cottrell. Had a double and single in game one, has a single in this one. Senior has had a great year.
So Cole Crownover is warming up, it looks like.
Cottrell digs in. Pitch in there for a strike. Bases are loaded. They're on the edge of the grass at third and at first. Medium depth at short and second. Outfield about medium depth. Outside, ball gets past the catcher. Hobbs is coming. The throw is not going to be made. Brownwood leads it 4-3. Long way to the backstop in this park. Hobbs made it with absolute ease. He's a big old defensive lineman type, but he got there in a hurry.
With style, too. He slid in. Looked good.
1-1 on Cottrell. 4-3 Brownwood now in the fourth. Pitch low. Lewis jumps out to block it nicely. 2-1. The runners now are at second and third. It's Hanley at third, Hathaway at second. Two-one pitch on the way. Outside, 3-1. Reese Rogers on deck. Rowland, a long look in. He's ready. 3-1 pitch. Hit hard. Deep left field. And that ball is going to be over the left fielder's head. Up against the fence. One run is in. Two runs coming in. It'll be a stand-up double for Cottrell at second base. And it's 6-3 Brownwood. Deal will go out to run for Cottrell.
That looked like the first mistake Jameson's made. It looked like he misjudged that ball.
Yeah, he did. I don't think he saw it real good.
No, and I think he ran in on it a little bit, thinking it was going to pull up short, and it just sailed right over his head all the way to the wall.
Three runs in for Brownwood in the fourth, and here is Rogers at the plate. Four singles and a double this afternoon. Pitch inside for a ball. Deal can fly. He is at second base. Six to three, Brownwood ahead. Three runs in here in the fourth inning. Pitches outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Rogers. Rowland getting rocked here in the fourth. Still nobody out. Three singles and a double for Brownwood in the inning. Low. Three balls and no strikes. I would imagine we're getting close to a pitching change for Greenwood.
Yeah, the last couple of pitches, Rowlands looked over to the coaches to see if the sub was ready.
Here's a strike, 3-1. Six, three, Brownwood now in the fourth. Six. swinging a foul, first base side, 3-2. Full count on Rogers as Reese stands back in. And the pitch. Swings, hits it up the middle, base hit into center field. Here comes Kyron Deal around third, and they're going to hold him. Perfect throw, home plate. So wisely, Deal is held up. It's going to be a double. Well, actually, it's a single and a throw. So it's a base hit for Reese Rogers. And on the throw in to home plate, he takes second base. So Brownwood now with five consecutive hits off Rowland in the fourth inning. All of it happened after the rain delay.
Yeah, it does seem like the rain delay might have rattled Rowland a little bit, and he lost his stuff and came out, and the lines jumped all over him.
Hobbs singled, Hanley singled, Hathaway singled, Cottrell doubled, and Rogers is singled. Runners second and third with Gavin Clemens at the plate, now the pitcher of record in this ballgame. Well, really has been since he came in. Here's the pitch. He swings and hits it deep to left center field. The center fielder over catches it. Both runners tag. Deal comes across home plate to make it 7-3. Rogers dives headlong into third. And there's one out for Hunter Leonard. Brownwood now 10 hits in this ballgame. Had 12 in the first game. Brownwood ended the first game with 21 consecutive shutout innings. They lost that in the first as Mason Ryden started and got touched pretty good. Runner third, one out. Here's Hunter Leonard at the plate. He'll swing and boot this one out to right field. That's going to be in for a base hit. Rogers strolls in and scores, makes it 8-3. And a five-run inning here in the fourth for Brownwood with Swansea coming to the plate.
Well, so far, Dallas, the fourth inning has been good to us today. That's our 13th run in the series in the fourth inning alone.
Gee, is that right? I guess so. Swansea has one hit that came earlier in this game. Pitch all the way back to the backstop. Leonard strolls to second. Eight runs, 11 hits, Brownwood. Three runs, six hits for Greenwood. Brownwood trying to go 16-10 on the year and advance to the third round against Argyle. Pitch high for a ball. Argyle, we checked a moment ago, they're playing Graham at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And I think that's game one of a best of three. Could be a single game, though. Swansea takes a rip, hits a foul off the right side. First baseman chasing it, can't come down with it. 2-1 the count. Argyle, I mentioned they're number one in the state. Their record is 32 wins, one loss, one tie.
And it is a best of three.
So they're playing one today and I guess two tomorrow?
No, a 4, a 7:30, and then one tomorrow if needed.
Oh, okay.
Which from their record, it doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
Never can tell.
No?
Here's the pitch to Swansea, 3-1 the count. And he tries to get out of the way, and it hit his bat. Rolls to the Brownwood dugout, 3-2.
Graham comes into that game, Dallas, 20-12-2.
It's not 3-2. Scoreboard says 2-2. 2-2 on Swansea. Pitch high now to full count. McCarty waits on deck. Swansea, the eighth man to bat this inning. Jacob Leonard, here's the pitch coming. Foul ball. Again, the Lady Lions playing in Glen Rose at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That'll be on our sister station, KBWD. One-game playoff with Decatur. That's a big one at 5 this afternoon. A lot of the fans here are fixing to head that way when this one's over. 3-2 pitch, swung on, popped up. Second baseman makes the call and makes the catch, and there are two outs in the inning. 8-3, Brownwood ahead. We're in the top of the fourth, scheduled for 7. Here's A.J. at the plate.
For the Lions, the right fielder, number 12, A.J. McCarty.
So if the Lions can hang on and win today, it'll be Brownwood against Argyle or Brownwood against Graham next weekend. A.J. 0-2 today. He had two hits in the first game. Inside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. Home plate umpires had a fairly wide strike zone this afternoon. It may get even wider. Rowland ready to pitch. Outside, one ball, one strike. Brownwood has 11 hits, Greenwood 6. Swing, a little chopper toward third. They're going to have to hurry. Here's the throw, not in time. A.J. beats it out at first base. He's got blazing speed that he will display tomorrow in Austin at the state track meet. A.J. reaches on the infield single as Hunter Leonard goes over to third. Two outs in the inning. Here's Hobbs batting for the second time this inning. And now Steven Rodriguez, their head coach, is going to head out to the mound. That may be it for Allen. And I believe it is. Yep. Relief pitcher is coming on. Brownwood has scored 5 off Rowland here in the inning. It's 8-3 Brownwood. And we'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from Bruner Toyota. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at Bruner Toyota, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. That's why you see our name around town so much. We look for ways to support our schools, youth organizations, and booster clubs, and we jump right in. When you buy Bruner, you buy knowing that we're all making a difference in our hometown community.
Driving across Texas? Get comfortable. There's nearly 300,000 square miles to explore. In a state this big, you need auto coverage from someone who knows it all. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, for coverage that's right for how and where you drive and every moment of every mile. Call us, because moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call me, Misty Cozart, at 325-646-5516.
Discounts may vary by situation.
Well, you think that last pitcher was tall? Here's another one, and he may be taller. Cole Crownover is taking over the mound duties, and he loosens up here as Chris Hobbs is set to bat against him. We mentioned that Lady Lions game being played in a couple of hours. Brownwood goes into that ball game with 19 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties. Decatur 17-3. That's a heck of a matchup.
And a one game.
Yeah, one gamer. Pressure from the opening pitch. Crownover is out there, and he's warmed up, and Hobbs has stepped in. Two outs, two on. A.J. takes off, the pitch is upstairs for a ball. Now it's Leonard at third, A.J. at second. Both could score on an outfield hit. Hobbs tripled in the first game. He is singled in this one. Pitch swung on, chopped to third. It's off the glove of the third baseman. One run in. Here's A.J. trying to score. The throw is not in time. A.J. comes in and scores. It's a 10-3 game. And all the way down to second goes Chris Hobbs. High chop right down the third baseline. Fuentes went high, and it went right off the tip of his glove and out into the outfield.
And Dallas Fuentes thought he had it. He actually reached in his glove to throw to first, and unfortunately for him, the ball just wasn't there.
Here's Hanley, who singled earlier this inning. He had a double in the first game. Still two outs in the inning. Seven runs have scored this inning. Pitch upstairs for a ball. It's going to be ruled a double for Chris Hobbs. Here's the pitch. Caught the inside corner. It's one ball, one strike. Two outs in the inning. Crown over, checks Hobbs at second. Pitches. Bouncer toward third, but foul. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes on the senior, C.J. Hanley. Plays first base for the Brownwood Lions. Won the first game today 12-0, now leading this one 10-3. Pitch swung on, hit toward first, but foul. And it stays one ball, two strikes. Hanley, the only left-handed batter in either batting order. Digs in, awaits the 1-2 pitch. Outside, 2-2. Dallas Houston with Sean Jowers here at the ballpark this afternoon. We're in Abilene at Crutcher Scott Field at Abilene Christian University. 2-2 on Hanley. He'll line it to first off the first baseman's glove. Rolling out into foul territory. Hobbs is going to try to score, and he will. Hanley heading to second. The throw is there. Got him. And the inning finally ends, but another run has scored. Eight come in the inning. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Brownwood 11, Greenwood 3. We're back in 1 minute.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-in.
Let's face it. Nobody likes sitting around for hours waiting to see the doctor. Now there's a new option for healthcare. AffordaCare Urgent Care Clinic is now open on Early Boulevard. They have a team of expert medical professionals ready to treat your needs. They're open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and open on the weekends. You can walk in anytime or reserve your appointment online at affordacare.com, and they'll text you when it's time to show up. Next time you need medical care, go see our friends at AffordaCare.
For your vehicle. vehicle at reasonable rates at Highway Auto Parts, located 2805 Highway 279. All parts have a 90-day warranty with extended warranties available. And Highway has a hotline for those hard-to-find parts. Call 646-8254 or online at highwayautoparts.com. Bottom half of the fourth inning, and Cole Crownover, our new pitcher, is leading things off here against Gavin Clemens. And here comes the first pitch, and it's hit on a line to Hobbs, and he catches it, throws to first anyway, and there's one out. At least I think they signaled out. I thought he caught it right above his ankles. I'm telling you, Chris Hobbs has been busy defensively this afternoon. They've been taking aim at him. There's one out. Here's Kobe Jameson, the left fielder. Grounded out his first time up. Here's the pitch on the way. And swing and a miss for a strike. Hunting his first hit on the afternoon. He's played very well in left field. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice breaking ball. Gavin ahead in the count, no balls, two strikes, and some umbrellas are popping out again. Here we go again. 0-2, Clemens back to the plate, swung on, and hit. Hobbs to his left as it throws, got him another one. Chris Hobbs, I think everything hit to him today has been a line drive right at him. That was a bouncer to his left, and he ranged way to his left, made the stop, and got the throw there in time. Two down. Top of the order, Brody Ray is up. I'm going to tell you one thing I found out today. Brody Ray can hit.
Yes, he can.
And he can run.
He's had a good day at the plate.
Two singles in three plate appearances in the opener and a double and a single so far in this game. Up for the third time. Pitch, he'll swing at a high one and pop it up. Center field, Reese Rogers has it. Easy inning for Gavin Clemens. We head to the fifth inning of play. It's 11-3 Brownwood, and we're back in 1 minute.
If you're looking for a hometown, home-owned bank, then Citizens National Bank is the bank for you. Stop by the main office at No. 1 Carnegie or their convenient branch inside Walmart for more information. From free online banking and bill pay to deposit accounts and home loans, Citizens National Bank can do it all for you. Citizens National Bank, Brownwood's only home-owned bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from Bruner Toyota. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at Bruner Toyota, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. That's why you see our name around town so much. We look for ways to support our schools, youth organizations, and booster clubs, and we jump right in. When you buy Bruner, you buy knowing that we're all making a difference in our hometown community.
Wow, Sean just informed me that Brownwood in the two games has scored 16 runs in the two fourth innings. Well, it's on to the fifth here, 9-1-2 due up. That's Hathaway, Cottrell, and Rogers, and hopefully a lot more. Brownwood here in the fifth up by 8, 11-3. Hathaway has two hits today. Cottrell has four. Rogers has six. Jiminy. I don't know if Argyle wants us or not.
Right? They're shaking in their boots.
Here's Hathaway to open up the fifth inning, and the pitch a strike on the outside corner from Crownover.
Hey, you know, anything's possible. Graham might sneak up on him.
Here's the windup and the pitch coming. Strike on the outside edge, and Hathaway quickly in the hole at no balls and two strikes.
Is it me, or does Crownover have a little hitch in his giddy up there?
Yep, a little bit.
A little pause.
Here's a liner toward first. Nice backhand by Lundgren. He'll walk to the bag and touch it, and there's one down. Here's Cottrell.
Catcher number five, Kane Cottrell.
Cottrell had a double and a single in the opener, a double and a single in this game, too. Rogers on deck, who's just been on a tear all day long. We're in the top of the fifth, scheduled for seven. Curve in there a little bit low. This could be shortened as the first game was via the 10-run rule. Brownwood won the opener 12-0. Pitch inside and hit him. Cottrell had to turn, take one for the team, and he's on at first base. Kyron Deal will go out to run for him. Kyron will be in Austin tomorrow for the state track meet. He'll run in one of the relays.
It's the third batter today we've had hit by a pitch.
Here's Reese. First inning, 4-for-4 with four singles. In this one, he's walked, doubled, and single. He's been on the base every time up. Deal fast at first base. Takes a big lead. Crown over. Glances at him. Comes to the plate. Swung on. And hit foul off the right side. ...11-3 Brownwood here in the top of the fifth. Big lead Deal. Pitch. A little bit high. It's two balls and no strikes on Reese Rogers. Brownwood, after the first game win, had completed 21 consecutive shutout innings. Then they gave up three in the first game, or in the first inning of this game. Started a new streak, apparently. They've got a streak of three going now. Crown over steps off the rubber. 1-1 the count. A little bit inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Brownwood ahead 11-3. We've got 13 hits in this one. We had 12 in the opener. Rain has stopped again. Breeze still at about 10. A cold day. Here's a hard hit ball floating foul down the right side. Two balls, two strikes on Reese Rogers. Deal with the lead, the look over. Here's the pitch coming. That's way high. Snap throw to first. Deal gets back in time. The count has gone full to Reese Rogers at three balls and two strikes. Pitch swung on, hit to the shortstop. He's got it. Flipped to second for one. Relay to first, not nearly in time. Rogers continues his streak of having reached base every time up. They're two down in the inning, and Reese will occupy first base with Gavin Clemens coming up. Clemens had a two RBI double in the first inning. Had two doubles in the first game. Brownwood eight runs in the fourth. Two outs and a runner on here in the fifth. Curveball hangs high for ball one. Crown over his first full inning of work here. Astros and Rangers play at 7 tonight. Boy, what a game they had last night. Pitch inside corner for a strike. It's one ball, one strike. Again, that Lady Lions game at 5 o'clock. That's start time. Crown Over comes set. Rogers, big lead. He'll step off. Another big lead. Crown Over steps off the back of the rubber and bluffs a throw. Here's the pitch now. Line shot right to the third baseman. And that will do it. Brownwood, no runs in the inning, no hits. And we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 11-3, Brownwood. We're back in 1 minute.
We can fix it fast and make it last. Well done, Western Electric. Now don't you worry, just give us a call. Service and repair, we do it all. We've got the know-how to do it right. Anytime, anywhere, day or night. Weldon Western Electric. Call 643-3110. Weldon Western Electric.
At Big Country Ford Lincoln, we're gonna put a smile on your face. You get big savings and selection. Our people do whatever it takes. Come on to quality. Big Country Ford Lincoln can't be beat. Quality vehicles, quality people too. At Big Country Ford Lincoln, we take care of you.
Big Country Ford at 500 West Commerce in Brownwood.
Back at Crutcher Scott Field in Abilene, we want to thank our playoff backers for 2019. That would be Longhorn Auto, Lone Star Hearing, the Honeybee, and First Central Credit Union. Dallas Houston and Sean Jowers with the broadcast here this afternoon. Carl Wayne, Mike Blagg are in Glen Rose for that coming girls game. Brownwood up 11-3. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And Tristan Ramey is at the plate. He singled his last time up. Pitch to him is low for a ball. Ramey, that single, last time up, his first hit of the game. A little bit high, 2-0 the count. Brownwood got 3 in the first, 8 in the fourth, 3 in the first for Greenwood. Swing and a miss on a nice curve. I love the fact he threw a beautiful curve on a 2-0 count. Got it right in there. Two balls and a strike. Gavin likes to work in a hurry. Swung on, a little chop toward third. Here's Hobbs again. The throw in time. Chris Hobbs, he hadn't played perfect today, but he's been awfully busy. He's had a lot of chances. And he made that one nicely. There's one out in the inning. Here's Brooks Wingren. Pretty good hitter. Had a single in the first game, a triple in this one that drove in two. Gavin throws one about 50 miles an hour. Just pull the string on it, and it's floated over. Strike one on Rundgren. This one drops down low. It's one ball, one strike. Lundgren, another big, tall, lanky kid. They got some tall kids out there. A little low on this one. It's 2-1. Him and the two pitchers, I mean, those, I'll bet you their basketball's pretty good. What do you bet? Man. 2-1 pitch. Floats another one up there and it's fouled back into the netting. It's frustrating. You get a pitch that slow up there and you're ripping at it and ripping at it, and all you can do is foul them off every once in a while. The thing's got to be moving, though. You let one of those just hang in the air, and they'll put it in a parking lot somewhere. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch coming. And it's hit right back at Clemens, like to took his foot off and goes rolling out into center field where Reese Rogers picks it up. Clemens had to do a high hop and still almost got his right foot taken off.
I think we were talking about that earlier, weren't we? On the way here.
I think he turned and just looked over there at first base and said, I'm okay. Or something to that effect.
Thanks for nothing.
Runner at first, here's Jared Lewis. Pitch to him in there for a strike. Lewis had a single in the first game, nothing here in the second. Boy, that was a bullet. I tell you, had hit him in the knee, the leg, the foot. Tell you what, they'd still be working on him out there. That thing was hard to hit.
That would have hurt.
Here's a lob over to first by Clemens. Gets the ball back and ready to go to work here. Another one back up the middle. Hadaway's got it. Touches the bag. Throws to first and got. Oh, no, they say foot was pulled off the bag at the last second. Well, they got the front man for the second out. Almost a double play. Hanley stretched as far as he could and scooped it, but they say he lost the bag. And so Lewis is on first on the fielder's choice, and here's Skylar Dominguez, their shortstop.
And I think Gavin was a little gun-shy. That ball came back at him. He hopped again.
That's two straight right back at him.
I might start taking it personal.
Swinging a foul back. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Brownwood ahead 11-3. They won the first one 12-0. Argyle or Graham on the horizon. There's a slow strike at the letters, and it's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Gavin's got him guessing right now. Here's a swing and a high pop. Hanley coming after it, right at the Brownwood dugout, and did he get it?
He got it.
He got it. Well, I think. Did they not call it out? What did he do, lose it? I thought they'd called it an out over here on the right side in front of the Brownwood dugout, but apparently he didn't hang on to it. Now the umpires.
He had it.
Are calling timeout. First base umpires calling timeout. It looked like he caught it before he went in the dugout. I guess they're going to say he had stepped into the dugout before he caught it. Okay. And so the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Nothing in two. Clemens checking the runner at second base. Delivers, and it bounces in. Now we're informed that they called a balk on Clemens before the pitch. So he did catch the ball, but the pitch wasn't allowed because a balk had been called. That's why the runner just moved down to second base. Anyway, two outs in the inning. The count, one ball and two strikes. And the pitch, check swing. Did he go? He did not. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Fuentes, or Dominguez. 2-2 count as Clemens comes set. Check of the runner at second. And the pitch is on the way, and it's swung on. Hit up the middle. Hunter Day has it. We'll throw to first and get the out. And we have finished five innings here in Abilene. Brownwood 11, Greenwood 3. We're back in 1 minute.
Robertson Petty, your Carrier dealer, are the pros when it comes to air conditioning, heating, or plumbing needs. They sell and install residential or commercial systems. Free estimates on new installations. Let a new Carrier energy-efficient unit save you money and keep you cooler or warmer.
Robertson Petty has been serving Central Texas for over 50 years. Turn to the experts, Carrier and Robertson Petty, PACLA00685C and M7369.
You have a choice. And when it comes to auto body work on your vehicle, more folks choose Syntex Body and Paint. The experienced iCar-trained technicians at Syntex offer complete collision repairs and are dedicated to providing their customers with top-notch quality repairs. Insurance claims accepted and customer satisfaction is guaranteed. For the service you expect, choose Syntex Body and Paint, 1001 Pecan Street, or call 325-646-7753.
All right, we head to the sixth inning of our ball game. 4-5-6 due up, Leonard Swansea and McCarty. Again, Bramwood sending, I think, 11 young men and young women to the state track meet tomorrow. The two of them who are here, and some of them are at the girls' game, but the two of them who are here would be A.J. McCarty and Kyron Deal. They'll leave after the ball game this evening for Austin. Good luck to all of them. Boy, there's some terrific athletes, but more importantly, some terrific young people, both boys and girls, at Brownwood High School. And those 11 are pretty special. Pitch down low to Hunter Leonard, leading off the sixth for Brownwood. Lions up 11-3. They won the opener 12-0. Crownover delivers and pumps a strike in there to even the count. If Brownwood wins, they'll play either Argyle or Graham next weekend, one game or a two out of three, we'll have to see. Foul ball back, one ball, two strikes. Argyle and Graham will play and begin play in about 30 minutes. I'm not sure where they're playing. Low for ball two, two balls, two strikes to Hunter Leonard. Two singles in this ball game. Hunter didn't have a hit in the opener. Here's the wind in the pitch, and Hunter swings and lifts it foul territory over behind first, and the first baseman backpedaling can't catch it. And it stays at 2-2. Swansea waits on deck. Brownwood's big inning here, the fourth. They scored eight runs to break a 3-3 tie. Leonard, after the delay, is back in. Here's the pitch to him. It's way high. Full count, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch coming. He'll swing and hit it high in the air to right field. Ray, the right fielder, back and makes the catch. And there's one out. We're Swansea making his way to the plate. Grayson, RBI single in this ball game. His only hit of the afternoon. Wind up in the pitch, outside for ball one. Brown with 13 hits in this game. They had 12 in the opener. Bouncing ball to shortstop. Throw across is in, not in time. Swansea beat it out. That's just an infield hit. That's nothing but speed. took kind of a funny hop on Dominguez, but he fielded it and whipped it to first, but they didn't get Swansea, who's very quick. And the Lions, with one out, have a runner on base. Here's A.J. hunting his second hit of the game and his fourth on the day. Right-handed hitting speedster. He's got a speedster on base in front of him. The pitch is swung on, lined up the middle. Almost took the pitcher's glove off, and it sails into center field for a base hit. Swansea to second as A.J. has his fourth hit of the day, and Chris Hobbs making his way to the plate. Yow! Boy, we have had some bullets back to the mound here in the last inning or so.
And that was the scariest one of the bunch because that was chest high or so. That one would have really hurt.
Here's Hobbs. Had a triple and drove in two in the first game, and he's got a double and a single in this one. How about a home run for the cycle? Into a pretty stiff north wind. A cold north wind. Curve in there for a strike. Rounded, Bramwell down with 15 base hits in this game. Here's a line shot to left field. That's another hit. And here's Swansea coming in to score the throw to third, and A.J. slides in under the tag. And it's 12-3. Base hit again by Chris Hobbs. That'll bring Hanley to the plate. A.J., I thought, was dead at third base. They just missed the tag.
Yeah, it looked like Fuentes kind of bobbled the ball a little bit and didn't get a clean tag.
Still one out in the inning. Runners at first and third. Hanley is up. Had a double in the first game. Has a single in this one.
A.J. on third is the potential ending run if we can get through the bottom of the next or this inning.
Pitch a little bit low. Blocked nicely by Lewis. I think that came up off the home plate umpire. First base umpire down to check on him. Second base umpire coming in as well. Apparently he's okay. He's nodding his head. He says, I'm tough. Puts his mask back on. He says, you guys take care of the women and children. I'll take care of me.
For the record, another job I wouldn't do.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't even get out in the infield the way they're teeing off at home plate. Man, they're hitting some bullets at people. Here's Hanley standing in. 12-3, Brownwood. Now 16 hits for the Lions. Crown over pitches. Bounce toward the shortstop. Another run is in. They get a force at second. The relay not in time. And now it's 13-3. And on the fielder's choice is Hanley at first base. As McCarty came in to score, here's Hathaway at the plate. Jacob, the shortstop, has had a good game defensively, and you pretty well say that every game.
We have seen him make some amazing plays at defense.
Yeah, 13-3 the score now. The pitch swings and fouls it to the right. We're in the sixth inning, and Bramwood has 16 hits in this game. Each team has an error. 7 hits for Greenwood. Boy, their pitchers have just been manhandled in these two games. Lions have pitched well enough, and they played good enough defense, certainly. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. And it's nothing and two. But again, and we've said it all season long, the thing that just is the big plus with Brownwood is their speed. Obviously, it helps them so much in the outfield, but man alive, they hit the ball, they get on base, and they can fly when they get on base. 13-3 Brownwood. Two outs and an 0-1 count on Hathaway. Top of the order, waits on deck. Here's the pitch. He leans out and pops one foul. It's nothing and two. If Greenwood can't score in the bottom of the sixth, this one will end early like the first one did. And we will await Argyle or Graham in the next round. Pitch. Bouncer, right side, second baseman over. He's got it. The throw not in time.
Oh, no.
And heading to third base is going to be Hanley. Occupying first is Hathaway, and I'm not sure Hathaway didn't get hit with the ball.
He did. It came off the first baseman and smacked him.
Jones ventured far to his left to scoop that ball, but then when he threw it in a mass of people, and I think he hit Hathaway, and our staff is out to see about him, and he's okay. As Hathaway gets credit for another infield single. Again, what were we just talking about? That's nothing but speed. That's all it is. Brownwood has beaten out about five infield singles here this afternoon. And here's Cottrell.
Because that was just a slow chopper to second base, and he still couldn't get it to first in time.
Cottrell batting for the fifth time. Here's the pitch. Up and in for a ball. Two outs, runners at the corners. Two runs in, Brownwood up by 10. They have 17 hits this afternoon. Here's the pitch. That's low. And that gets past the catcher all the way to the backstop. And C.J. Hanley at third base, and Blandon Hancock says, don't run. And that's a pretty neat move by the coach.
Pretty
Blandon,
classy.
I mean, he could have strolled in for run number 14, but he held him at third base. Down to second base went Hathaway. Base hit to the outfield, ought to score both of them. Pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's two balls and a strike here to Cottrell. Crown over ready and delivers again. It's low, 3-1. Next game here, I think, is Breckenridge and somebody.
Somebody red.
Somebody red. Strike on the outside corner. It's full count now on Kane Cottrell. Runner second and third. Two outs in the top half of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Chopped toward third. Third baseman has it. Long throw. Doesn't get there. One run in. And everybody else moves up. Cottrell, a slow chop to third base. Fuentes grabbed it, threw to first, couldn't get the runner there. As coming in to score was Hanley. Hathaway goes to third, and Cottrell, or Deal, running for Cottrell, is on at first base. Now 14-3, 18 hits on the game. Reese Rogers coming to the plate. He hadn't been put out yet. He was 4-for-4 with four singles in the first game. In this one, he has a double, a single, a walk, and reached on a fielder's choice. Starts to go, tries to hold up. I assume he did. It is ball one.
And, of course, Reese forced the perfect relay pitch or relay throw to get him out at third on that amazing hit out to right field.
Yeah, I tell you, Greenwood had about as good a relay play as you'll ever see. Played perfectly at every stop. Reese swings and fouls it off. The count is 1-1. Reese is a senior at Brownwood High. He's a junior at Brownwood High. 1-1 the count on him. Pitch down low, 2-1. Deal is staying at first base, and if this game was still in question, he would already be trying to steal second. 2-1. Pitch way outside, 3-1. I don't think anybody's warming for Greenwood. This is it. 3-in here in the top half of the sixth inning. 3-1 count on Reese. Low ball 4. They're loaded up for Gavin Clemens. Gavin's had a good game, and I'm not even counting his pitching here in the second game when he came on with one out in the first inning and 3 runs in. Gavin had 2 doubles in the first game. He's got 1 in the second. Blandon Hancock says something to him, and he steps in. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Swing and a miss for a strike. Big curveball.
And 5 RBIs today, I believe, for Gavin.
About a 10-mile-an-hour cold wind blowing from the left field corner to the right field corner. Lights are on. It's dark. We've had 1 rain delay here in the second game. Here's the pitch. Low to even the count at 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. This one bounces in. Attaway could have come in and scored, but again, Blandon Hancock holds him at third base. 2-1 on Clemens. Boy, they're playing him deep in right field. This one's in there to even the count of 2-2. Man alive. Ray out in right field. Not too far from the fence out there. Here's the 2-2 to Clemens. And it's inside. I don't know. Did that hit him?
It did.
That thing was inside, and I think it got him in the back of the leg. I guess that's the calf. Upper calf right below his rear end. That hit him, and a run comes in to make it 15-3. Leonard will come up. He is the 10th man to bat this inning. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Brownwood has put up 27 runs this day. Here's a ball that's in there for a strike. Deal at third, Rogers second, Clemens at first. Leonard hunting his third hit of the day. It's outside for ball one. Now it's 1-1 on Hunter. Pitch swung on. Nub toward the pitcher. He's got it. We'll run to first and end the inning. But Brownwood puts 4 up in the sixth. And they lead 15-3 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from the Bruner Auto Family. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at the Bruner Auto Family, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. My granddad set a high standard for us. He taught my dad, who taught me, that caring about our community, caring about the people in our community, is one of our most important jobs as a dealership.
Chevy, find new roads.
Leidig Hooks Roofing Company reminds you that Leidig Hooks has been serving the Southwest since 1891. More than likely, you've seen Leidig Hooks work on schools, stores, churches, universities, and bank and government agencies. Leidig Hooks has been setting the standard for generations and can handle any job from the Academy of Freedom to your home.
Leidig Hooks Roofing Company, offering custom sheet metal work for interior or exterior needs. Call 646-9581. See what Leidig Hooks Roofing Company can do for you at LeidigHooksBrownwood.com.
Our game sponsors this afternoon include Accurate Air Solutions, F&M Bank, Mosley Plumbing, Mills County State Bank, Diamond P Enterprise, and Diggers Diamond Electric. Javen Fuentes will lead it off for Midland Greenwood here in the bottom of the sixth. They're going to have three runs to keep this thing going to the seventh. Gavin Clemens works out of the stretch all the time. Here's the pitch coming. Low for a ball. 6-7-8 up in the batting order for Midland Greenwood. Their season about to come to an end. Pitch swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Brownwood got three in the first, added eight in the fourth, and four in the sixth. Greenwood's only three back in the first inning. There's a sky-high pop down the right side. That's going to be out of play. One ball, two strikes. I think Breckenridge is playing Anson. Anson, the team that eliminated early last week, I think, right here in this park. Anson, coached by former Brownwood coach Scotty Nichols. How about that?
There you go. Brownwood pedigree.
Way inside for a ball to Fuentes. Almost hit him. One ball, two strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 today. 1-for-2 in the opener. He'll hit one hard out to center field, running back Rogers, and he grabs it. Nice catch by Reese, and there's one out here in the sixth. Here's Cameron Jones, 1-for-2 in this game, 1-for-4 on the day. Again, Brownwood won the opener 12-0. They're ahead in this one 15-3. Pitch on the way to Jones, high for a ball. Brownwood will be playing either Graham or Argyle next week. Argyle, number one in the state. Outside for a ball. 2-0 to Jones. Delivery with nobody on and one out in the sixth. Strike on the outside, 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Way inside, ball three, it's 3-1. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Brownwood up by 12 after winning by 12 in the first game. Pitch on the outside corner will fill the count. Three balls, two strikes. A little bit outside, ball four. I think that's Clemens' first walk.
It is. First walk of the game for the Lions.
So they got a man on with Cole Crownover coming to the plate. Crownover grounded out his first time up. I think it was to third base. I think almost every ground out they've had has been to third base.
Pretty much.
At least half of them. Clemens pitches, and it's in on the inside corner for a strike.
I don't know what Reese is doing out there, if he's just staying warm or if he's just having a good time, but he's dancing out there.
That's low for ball two. Two balls and a strike. We'll recap both games on the postgame show. Maybe get a word with Blandon Hancock, but if not, you can hear him on the news tomorrow or the sports tomorrow. Upstairs, and it's ball two. Two and one now to crown over. Runner on, one out, bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. Again, that girls' single playoff game between two good teams, Brownwood and Decatur from Glen Rose. That's coming up on our AM station, KBWD, at 5 o'clock. It should be on the air about an hour from now. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And first base is occupied. The runner takes off anyways, automatically out. And a strikeout for Gavin. That's the fourth for him. And they're two out. Here's Kobe Jamison, the left fielder. Last chance for Midland Greenwood. They've had a tough day here in Abilene. Brownwood up by 12. The pitch swung on. There's a liner out to right field. McCarty coming on, makes a running catch as he tumbles to the ground. A.J. McCarty, a circus catch to end the ballgame. Final score, Brownwood 15, Midland Greenwood 3. We'll be back to wrap these up after this two-minute timeout.
Stanley Chrysler, your big-volume Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Central Texas, loves sports and is a proud supporter of our area athletes and teams. The next time you want to talk sports and talk a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, go see the great team at Stanley. All they want is to make sure you drive away happy, because after all, we want you to come back again and again. Stanley Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, 1003 West Commerce in Brownwood. When was the last time you had your eyes checked? There's a good possibility that your vision has changed and corrections are needed. With something as important as your eyesight, you always want to see a qualified professional you know and trust. Dr. Stan Cavett at TSO, located in front of Heartland Mall, is this kind of professional. Call and make an appointment to have your vision checked. It's too important to put off, so call today. Dr. Stan Cavett, Texas State Optical, proud to be supporters of local high school sports.
Texas Bank is a community bank committed to education. In the last 8 years, we have contributed over $500,000 in scholarships to help local students continue their education and fulfill their dreams. Texas Bank is proud to give generously to our local communities and continue to offer products that make your life more productive. With our strong and proven financial foundation, we will be here to support our Brownwood Lions for many years to come. Texas Bank, proven, local, strong. Member FDIC.
Football and brisket, blue bonnets and springtime. In Texas, some things are better together. Like a Texas Farm Bureau insurance where a home policy just isn't the same without auto coverage to help bring your rates down. The State Fair and fine stuff? Can't have one without the other. Moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call me, AJ Hall, at 325-646-5516.
Discounts may vary by situation.
Sponsors for this afternoon's ball game include Domino's Pizza, Highway Auto Parts, Overhead Door Company, Southwest Appliance, Section N Steakhouse, Slotsky's, and Trans-Texas Tire. Well, a doubleheader sweep for Brownwood. Game 1, 12-0 Brownwood. Jacob Dorsett with a win, a five-hit shutout. And the hitting stars in the game are up at the top of the order. Reese Rogers went 4-for-4 with four singles, scored a couple of times. Cottrell had a double and a single. He scored a couple of times. Clemens had two doubles, and so it went. A.J. had a couple of hits. Chris Hobbs a triple and a two RBI double by C.J. Hanley, and Hathaway had an RBI single. Brownwood got the game started on the right foot. They scored four runs in the first inning of play as Rogers scored on Clemens' double, and then Swansea ended up scoring on Swansea and McCarty scored on Hobbs' triple that drove in a couple of runs. We led 4-0 and then exploded in the fourth inning of the ball game. Had an 8-run explosion as with two outs, it erupted. McCarty got a single. Hobbs hit by a pitch. Handley drove in two with a double, a single, a single, a single, another double, and, well, the beat went on. It was an 8-run fourth inning for Brownwood, and the Lions end up winning game number one by a score of 12-0. 12-0 win. Then in the second game of the doubleheader, it started kind of shaky. Brownwood got 3 runs in the first inning. Cottrell single, Rogers walk, Clemens doubled, Swansea singled, and we had a 3-0 lead. But in the bottom half of the first inning, with Mason Ryden trying to get a ball game under his belt, or at least some innings under his belt, it didn't go too good. Ryden gave up a double. There was an error stuck in there. Then Lundgren, their first baseman, hit a triple to drive in two. Dominguez, the shortstop, got a base hit, and it was 3-3, and then Gavin Clemens came on with a couple of outs in the first inning, or one out in the first inning, and Clemens came on, and he was absolutely terrific the rest of the ball game. He ended up with 2 strikeouts, but only walked one. And there he had 3 strikeouts, only walked one. And that was in the last inning. And I'm trying to see how many hits he gave up. 3, 4, and 5, and that's it, 5 hits. So terrific job in relief by Gavin Clemens to end up winning the ball game. But anyway, it was 3-3 after the first inning of play. And then Brownwood erupted and blew the game open in the fourth inning. If you take the 2 fourth innings this afternoon, game 1, 8 runs, game 2, 8 runs, we had 16 runs in the 2 fourth innings. And, boy, there were a lot of hits in that fourth inning. Hobbs, Hanley, Hadaway led off with singles. Cottrell had a double. Rogers a single. Leonard a single by McCarty, and a double by Hobbs. And anyway, when the smoke cleared, 8 runs were in, and it was 11-3 Brownwood at the end of 4, and then they got enough runs in the 6th inning to finish this thing, and in the 6th with 1 out, Swansea single, McCarty single, Hobbs single to drive in a run, Hanley a fielder's choice that drove in a run, Hadaway got a single, RBI single by Cottrell, so we get 4 more runs. That upped it to 15-3. And that turned out to be the final. What a game by Cottrell. He had a double and 2 RBIs, a single and an RBI, another single. Reese Rogers had a double and a single. And Gavin Clemens had a 2 RBI double, a couple of base hits for Hunter Leonard, a couple for Swansea. I think we had 17 hits in the ballgame. McCarty had 2. Hobbs a double and 2 singles. Hanley had a single and 2 singles by Hadaway. I mean, they hit from top to bottom in the batting order and rolled to the win as they did in the first game. Turned out to be 2 very easy, very comfortable wins for the Brownwood Lions here this afternoon. The Lions now on the year, 16 wins and 10 losses, and next week they'll either be playing the Argyle Eagles or the Graham Steers. Argyle with 32 wins, 1 loss, 1 tie. They are the number 1 ranked team in Texas. And it's either going to be them or Graham against your Brownwood Lions in the 3rd round of the playoffs. Don't forget, 5 o'clock this afternoon on KBWD. You've got a terrific one-game playoff between 2 terrific girls teams, Brownwood at 19-2. Decatur at 17-3. That's coming up in less than an hour, so stay with us for that. Again, a doubleheader sweep for Brownwood. The finals this afternoon, Brownwood 12 and Midland Greenwood nothing in game 1. Game 2, Brownwood wins it 15-3. That's the story from Abilene, Dallas, Houston. Until next week, so long, everybody.
exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
Robertson Petty, your Carrier dealer, are the pros when it comes to air conditioning, heating, or plumbing needs. They sell and install residential or commercial systems. Free estimates on new installations. Let a new Carrier energy-efficient unit save you money and keep you cooler or warmer. Robertson Petty has been serving Central Texas for over 50 years. Turn to the experts, Carrier and Robertson Petty, PACLA 00685C and M7369.
30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got waiting room. It seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salt evening air on some beach somewhere. We'll be right back.
who's been, have your boots been under?
Oh, helps when the microphone is turned up, or maybe it doesn't. I'm not real sure. There's a little Shania Twain on your country leader, KOXE. Well, we hope everybody's having a good Friday. Hanging around for just a little bit. We got news, weather, sports coming up at 5 o'clock. And, of course, how about those Brownwood Lions taking down Midland Greenwood 12-0, 15-3 to move on to the third round of the playoffs, taking on Argyle or Graham next week. Stay tuned for details on that right here from the big 101.3 KOXE. Weatherwise, weather brought to you by Trans-Texas Tire, 109 South Broadway. We'll see a low tonight of about 51. Still a 70% chance of rain. We do have some rain out there. As a matter of fact, let me bring up the radar. I just got settled in right here after the game, so let's do that. Well, 40% chance of showers tomorrow with a high of only about 65, so it's going to be cool, cloudy again tomorrow. And things should be ending by Sunday with a high of 74, but more rain chances all next week. Better chances Monday night, Tuesday, and Tuesday night with highs in the 70s. Really not much going on now rain-wise. All of the rain right now west and north of Abilene. They had a few showers on and off during the baseball game, but pretty quiet. It is cloudy. It is cool. It is 57 here on May 10th here in downtown Brownwood at the big 101.3 KOXE. Again, happy Friday, everybody. Hope your day has gone well. We do have Lady Lions playoff softball over on AM 1380 KBWD coming up at 5 o'clock. One-game playoff with Decatur. That game coming to you live from Glen Rose.
I run from hate. I run from prejudice. I run from pessimists. But I run too late.
I run. answer, so I run to you.
There's a lot of ways of saying what I want to say to you. There's songs and poems and promises and dreams that might come true. But I won't talk of starry skies or moonlight on the ground. I'll come right out and tell you I'd just love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper your ear, lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh darling, how I'd love to lay you down. There's so many ways your sweet love's made this house into a home. You've got a way of doing little things that turn me on, like standing in the kitchen in your faded cotton gown. With your hair all up in curlers, I still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. It means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I love to lay you down. When a whole lot of Decembers are showing in your face, your auburn hair has faded and silver takes its place, you'll be just as lovely and I'll still be around. If I can, I know that I'd still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. You down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear. I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh darling, how I love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things my woman loves to hear.
Go to tea, shuffleboard, pinball, he's got to score. But everybody around beat. He's a six-pack up when he walks in. Tells the band, crank it up to ten. Then he's up, dancing on his seat. But he's a big mouth, yelling, hey, play some Freebird. Says, give me three steps, and nobody gets hurt.
Then he takes off his shirt.
There's one in every crowd, brings the party in the sound. Good time, Charlie, with a Harley, whiskey bent, and hell found. But he always drinks for free. There's one in every crowd, and it's usually me. Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey y'all. There's one in every crowd.
box of Marlboros. He'll bum a light and steal your girl, then laugh at you for getting all upset. Well, everybody here knows his name, makes everybody else look sane when he's out as far as you can get. In his mind, he's a rock star, cranking out that air guitar to the bartender says, "Fool, get on."
Montgomery Gentry, Want in Every Crowd on your country leader, KOX. Let's do a little trivia right here. We normally do at 3:30, but we had some Lions baseball to take care of, so let's do it right now. A little quickie trivia here. I am going to put my, let's put our 30-day rule in here. I've got a dozen Shipley donuts and a six-pack of Dr. Pepper going out and some other goodies. Let's go to the song before that. Conway 20's great classic, I'd Love to Lay You Down. A very simple question. Again, if you haven't won in the past 30 days, in what year did Conway Twitty's great classic, I'd Love to Lay You Down, which eventually hit number one, come out? That's a pretty simple question. 646-1013. As we finish up another week of lots of winners. Winner, winner, chicken dinners. Well, I don't have any chicken dinners, but we got some other goodies. Dr. Pepper and Shipley Donuts and some other goodies. So what year did Conway's classic, I'd Love to Lay You Down, come out? It was in January of what year? 646-1013. Again, if you haven't won my trivia in the past 30 days, but who's counting? Somebody's probably up there counting. 646-1013. 422 now for 101.3 KOXE. Every line is lit up here, so let's go to this one first. Hi, KOXE.
1979.
No, it's not 79. Hi, KOXE.
82.
It was not 82. 646-1013, Conway's classic, I'd Love to Lay You Down. Came out in January of what year? What do you think?
1980.
All right, 1980 is it. Who's this?
Jen.
All right, I got the Dr. Pepper and Shipley Donuts, all right?
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Take care. That's right, it was 1980. Whoopsie-daisy, what am I doing right there? I got another dial tone for Conway. Came out in January of that year and hit number one not too much longer in late March. Man, it climbed the charts pretty fast. Of course, we all love our Conway Twitty around here. There is no doubt about that. We also love a little Aaron Watson. Here is Run Wild Horses on your Texas country leader, KOXE.
Somewhere on a nowhere road, I hear you whisper this. Slow that Mustang down, come on and steal my kiss. Girl, I got you in my arms, coming all undone. No fences in your heart. Those stars come out at night.
but they don't shine like you. You've got your own spotlight, girl, I wanna take you home. Wanna get you all alone, unleash this love of mine.
Ever imagine? Do you ever dream of the perfect family vacation?
A dream is a wish your heart makes.
Well, that dream just might come true.
Yes, sir.
It's the 12th Disney KOXE Getaway Giveaway. Win a family trip for four to Disney World in Orlando. Get signed up for the grand prize at any one of our great sponsors like Southwest Appliance and Furniture, That Crane Store, The Rage, Wild Duck Marina, Trees Forever Nursery, Texas State Technical College, and Texas Custom Interiors.
Who's the leader of the camp that's made for
you? You could win some cool weekly prizes, plus a grand prize package worth thousands of dollars. So get excited, listen, and enter everywhere. It's the 12th annual KOXE Disney World Getaway Giveaway. Dreams can come true.
101.3 KOXE.
Give her out.
and the Brownwood Lions clean up on Midland Greenwood. Moving on to the third round of the playoffs next week. Way to go, guys. Our Lady Lions playoff softball coming up at 5, live from Glen Rose against Decatur. One-game playoff. Tune in over on AM 1380 KBWD. 4:30 right now. Here's Chris Cagle's Laredo on KOXC.
You've always been a friend of mine, and that's the way we'll be till the day I die. Yeah, it's good to know you're on my side. Cause now you know she's leaving me, and I need your help to make her see. So turn on your charm and let it shine. Cause you've always been the one who could make her stay around. So when she gets to the city limit sign, don't let me down. Oh, Laredo, don't let her go. Just take her by the heart and let the wheels turn slow. We met, cause that's as far as she needs to get. Oh, but please don't let her go. Oh, Laredo. Make her think about the moonlit walks and the long, long talks by the water's edge. With her feet hanging off the Cane Creek Bridge. And bring to mind the first kiss we shared at the old town square when she drives down there. Cause that's a day she said she could never forget. Keep the nights by the candlelight as an ace in the hole. Cause those are nights of passion that I know will bring her home. Turn slow. Oh, Laredo, you're my only hope. So get her back to the day we met, cause that's as far as she needs to get. Oh, but please don't let her go. Oh, Laredo.
Sat there and she brushed her hair. Lord, it sure was dark and long. I got up and drank a half-warm beer. Found my boots and put them on. Was not sure where she stood with me as she straightened out her clothes. So I kissed her warm red lips again, and I whispered,
couldn't have gone any farther. It couldn't have been any better. And you're my best friend's girl. With a tender look, she said goodnight. And I turned to walk away. Just before I closed that door and left, I could hear her softly say,
you just cannot beat those old great Johnny Duncan classics. I miss him. He was one of the first concerts I ever went to in Abilene at the old Paramount Theater back in 1979. 437, it's Dwight Yoakam on KOXE.
1,000 miles from nowhere. Time don't matter to me. Cause I'm 1,000 miles from nowhere. And there's no place I want to be. Hearing.
tell that story again, the one we've heard 9 times, but we don't mind 10. A little later we can pick on a tune, just to sing it as loud as we want to the moon. It won't be long until the sun comes up.
here by me. Straight people don't lie. They don't judge or hold a grudge or don't criticize. Happy people don't hate. Happy people don't steal. Cause all the hurt sure ain't worth all the guilt they feel. If you wanna know the secret, can't buy it, gotta make it. You ain't ever gonna be it by taking someone else's away. Never take it for granted. You don't have to understand it. Here's to whatever puts a smile on your face. Whatever makes you happy, people. Happy people don't fail. Happy people just learn. Don't think they're above the push and shove. They just spend their time. They always got a hand or a dollar to spare. Know the golden rule of what you're going through, even if you've never been. To be happy.
101.3 KOXE
Ronwood. ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal has issued subpoenas for President Trump's tax returns, giving Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin 1 week to deliver. Mnuchin refused an earlier demand, but in a letter, Neal says law states that the IRS shall furnish the returns at the request of Congress's tax writing committees. President Trump says trade talks with China will continue, but in the meantime, the U.S. has imposed additional tariffs on Chinese goods.
The president's new China tariffs come with fine print, saying they won't affect anything already on the way to the U.S. by boat or plane. That puts the trade talks into overtime, and the president suggesting he could cancel those new taxes if the U.S. and China reach a deal in the next few days. If not, the tariffs could create higher prices on everything from mattresses and luggage to tires in just a few weeks. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Wall Street saw a late-day rally after President Trump said there would be more talks. The Dow added 114 points. The Pentagon is deploying a Patriot anti-missile battery to the Middle East.
The battery's location is not being made public, but a senior military official said it would arrive relatively soon. The decision follows an announcement earlier in the week that the U.S. would deploy a carrier strike group and bomber task force to the region in response to indications that Iran and its proxies were preparing to attack U.S. forces and interests in the region. In a statement, the Pentagon reiterated that it does not seek conflict with Iran, but Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan warned that an attack on Americans would be met with an appropriate response. Elizabeth McLaughlin, ABC News, the Pentagon.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urges President Trump not to worry after the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr.
We ought to just take a deep breath and understand that this episode is coming to an end.
McConnell telling WHAS Radio in Louisville that he thinks the committee won't find any collusion on election meddling. You're listening to ABC News.
It's official, y'all.
It's official.
Let us be the first to say, welcome home. Because Zillow is reimagining how people rent with a new shopping experience and the most rental properties so you never miss out on a home you love.
It's awesome.
Zillow, reimagine the way home. Based on direct site comparisons.
work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is proven quality sleep. Only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number is ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And during our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Queen Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed. Only $17.99. Only for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
Uber is officially public.
Uber began trading on the New York Stock Exchange at $42 a share, below its initial offering price of $45, unusual for such an anticipated IPO. Uber is the world's largest ride-hailing company, but has insisted it can do more, like food delivery, autonomous driving, and organizing freight transport. Investors may be skeptical about Uber's ability to turn a profit. It never has, though several company executives said they were looking long-term.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Uber stock closed at just over $42 per share. A new study finds men who take paternity leave don't want more kids.
Researchers focused on new fathers in Spain, where a few years ago a national policy went into effect, giving men at least 2 weeks of fully paid paternity leave. The program was super popular, but the new dads apparently realized something. Spending time around newborns is hard. The study published in the Journal of Public Economics says fathers who took that leave were up to 15% less likely to want more kids. Conversely, new moms who got to go back to work sooner because the dads spent more time at home were more likely to be open to the idea of more kids. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Pennsylvanians are now encouraged to exhibit acts of kindness in the name of Mr. Rogers. Governor Tom Wolf says the state's website will share stories of good deeds and kind gestures on May 23rd for 143 Day. That's named for Mr. Rogers' favorite number, which to him meant, I love you. This is ABC News.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Well, good Friday afternoon, everyone, with your 5 o'clock edition of KOXC KBWD News. And for Randy Turner, I'm Carl Wayne. Chilly day today. Clouds have been around all day long with temperatures in the upper 50s to the lower 60s. Going to be chilly tonight. Maybe a few degrees warmer, but still cloudy with a chance of rain tomorrow. More weather details coming up. Lake Brownwood is on the rise once again, according to John Allen, Brown County Water Improvement District, as of 5:30 this morning. Lake Brownwood was about 7/10 of a foot above spillway. The lake is still slowly rising from runoff. Allen said he is not expecting a big rise unless we get more rain. Rain is in the forecast, though, through tonight and tomorrow, and again through next week. Well, on Saturday, May 4th, at about 3 p.m., Animal Control Officer Sarah Lopez responded to a South Brownwood residence for a report of an injured bat. The bat was retrieved from a local business parking lot and placed in a box to be taken home for care. Animal control authorities retrieved the bat, which later tested positive for rabies. The Brownwood Police Department reminding everyone to take necessary precautions when encountering otherwise wild or exotic animals. Avoid animals you're unfamiliar with and or ones that are displaying suspicious behavior or appear sickly. Do not attempt to pet or pick up animals in this instance. Animals that are considered wild, like bats, raccoons, skunks, or possums, should never be handled. Be especially wary of these types of animals if you see them roaming about during daylight hours. These precautions are necessary to avoid potential life-threatening exposure or injury. When in doubt, stay away from the animal and contact the Animal Control Office of the Brownwood Police Department. Improvements could be coming to Riverside Park in Brownwood. The Brownwood Municipal Development District Board has approved up to $100,000 toward improvements at Riverside. The Brownwood City Council must now give its approval before the project can proceed. With what more on what's being planned is BMDD Executive Director Ray Tipton.
Back last summer when we were the MDD was working on our annual budget workshop, my board suggested that it might be a good idea, since an MDD can invest in park improvements as quality of life improvements. They wanted to budget some money to do some improvements at a park. So we ended up sending out some proposals or requests for proposals from some companies that do that kind of work, and we've been going through those proposals and narrowing it down to what would be something unique to add to Riverside Park and something that would be fun and within the budget. So we ended up going with this design that was approved at the MDD meeting yesterday, and it's going to go to council next week. And we're trying to get some more renderings, like better renderings, to so we can, once council approves it, we can have show everybody kind of what the plan is for it.
Okay. Now, once approved by the council, architectural renderings of the plan will be made available to the public. The city council will meet next Tuesday the 14th and consider putting their blessings on the project. Speaking of park, Lake Brownwood State Park celebrating 85 years today and tomorrow with their 23rd annual open house, 9 until 3 tomorrow. Buffalo Soldiers will be there. A special event tomorrow will be the Dance of the Past from 7 till 10 p.m. with a live band. Admission free to the state park for their 23rd annual open house. Again, continues tomorrow, 9 until 3. Post offices and letter carriers will give back to their communities across the nation tomorrow. The Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is tomorrow. Letter carriers across Central Texas will join in collecting food for their local food banks. Here in Brown County, food collected stays local and will be taken to St. John's Church, where their food pantry serves an average of 120 families weekly. Brownwood letter carrier Sherry Long talks about the Postal Service serving the residents who need that little extra help.
This Saturday, we are collecting food for people that are in need, and everything goes to St. John's Church. It all stays local. It doesn't go anywhere but here. We'll hand out bags, and if you don't get one, because sometimes we don't have enough, put it in any type of bag or box. Put it at your mailbox. Your letter carrier will come and pick it up, and we will take it to the church. Some places, we're just going to put boxes out, like apartments. Mm-hmm. And that way, they have a place to put them, because it's kind of hard to put food in your mailboxes,
yeah,
the smaller boxes. So we will have hampers out here in the lobby where you can put food in the hampers. We will also have boxes at the big blue boxes, the drop boxes. We will have boxes at those as well.
That again, Sherry Long, Brownwood letter carrier. Howard Payne University Department of Theater presenting a play entitled Mouthpiece, an original one-act drama tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the beautiful Lyric Theater downtown Brownwood, written by Dr. Nicholas Ewan, assistant professor of theater at Howard Payne. Admission free, but donations will be accepted to help pay for the cast to travel to an international theater festival this August to Scotland. Speaking of Howard Payne, commencement ceremonies tomorrow at 10 o'clock. That'll be at the Brownwood Coliseum. Don't forget the Pretty Volunteer Fire Department's annual Fish Chicken Fundraiser this Sunday, 11 till 2 at the Melody Oaks Ranch in Pretty by donation. And the Pleasant Valley Cemetery Association will hold its annual meeting this Sunday at the cemetery, Northern Brown County, 14 miles north of Brownwood off Highway 183 and 2273. Business meeting at 11, followed by a memorial message by Larry Hood. Bring food for your family and enjoy dinner on the grounds at noon. Well, that's a look at KOXE, KBWD News here in the 5 o'clock hour. Closing markets coming up and local sports on the way shortly.
Good afternoon. This is Zane Barnes of Edward Jones bringing the daily financial market report. U.S. stocks ended the day higher with utilities and materials as the top performing sectors. In corporate news, Emera's first quarter adjusted earnings per share came in higher than consensus analyst estimates. In economic news, the consumer price index rose 0.3% in April. U.S. Treasury bond prices fell as their yields rose. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2.1% for the week. Today, the Dow was up 114 points, closing at 25,942. The S&P 500 was up 11 points at 2,881. And the NASDAQ composite was up 6 points at 7,917. In the bond market, the 30-year Treasury closed at 2.88%, while the 10-year Treasury finished at 2.46. In commodity markets, the spot price of gold rose $1.79 to $1,285, while crude oil prices fell 7 cents to $61.63 per barrel. In stocks of local interest, 3M won $75.86, up 58 cents. Solaris Oilfield, $17.47, down 33 cents. AT&T 3062, up 24 cents. Chevron 121.99, up 80 cents. Vulcan Materials 128.94, up 53 cents. Procter & Gamble 106.01, up $1.77. Walmart Stores 101.91, up $2.37. Tractor Supply 102.72, up 24 cents. Verizon 56.91, up 43 cents. Home Depot 194.58, unchanged. And Apple finished the day at 197.18, down $2.77. This is Zane Barnes of Edward Jones, member SIPC. For additional information or to check our CD rates, stop by the office at 500 Erta Boulevard or call me at 641-ZANE. That's 641-9263.
It's the Time to Drive Memorial Day sales event all month long at Lee Hoffpower Chevrolet Buick and Goldthwait. Now at Hoffpower's, a new 2019 Chevrolet Silverado crew cab with 8-inch color screen, remote keyless entry, rear vision camera, and 20-inch wheels under $30,000. Stock number 11515 is an all-new Chevrolet Silverado with $3,268 in Hoffpower discounts, $1,000 in customer cash, $3,500 in bonus cash for a total savings of $7,768. Financed with GM Financial and save another $1,500 for a bottom line price of $29,997. Under $30,000 for a full-size Chevrolet Silverado 1500 crew cab. That's under $500 a month with tax title and license down, financed at 5.24% for 72 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Ask us. We'll give you all the details. It's definitely time to drive during Hoffpower's Memorial Day sales event all month long. So give us a call. Get online or better yet, come see us at Lee Hoffpower Chevrolet Buick and Goldthwait, the best little Chevy store in Texas. Chevy drives Texas. Find new roads to Goldthwait.
Get mom luxury you can afford this Mother's Day at Gallery Furniture and Mattress Store. We have beautiful sofas and love seats that are simply timeless, starting at just $4.99 for the sofa, $4.79 for the love seat. Give her sleek chic with a modern table and four stools, just $3.49. Let her rest easy with a casual six-piece bedroom set, only $9.99. Come in today and see how you can afford luxury this Mother's Day at the Gallery Furniture and Mattress Store at Heartland Mall. We'll save you money.
Well, good Friday, everyone, with KOXE KBWD Sports. I'm Carl Wayne. First off, again, wishing good luck to all of our state track qualifiers today, Class A through 3A. We've got athletes from Blanket, Early, Zephyr, May, also Santa Ana, Coleman, several other area schools, Brady, that'll be participating, Cross Plains as well. So good luck to all of those tracksters today at UIL State Track and Field Meet. That, of course, is going on at the Michael Myers Arena on the campus of the University of Texas. Then tomorrow, 4A, 5A, and 6A. And, of course, 4A will involve all of those Brownwood Lady Lions and Lions in 11 different events tomorrow for the Lady Lions and Lions. So good luck to them tomorrow, also at the UIL State Track Meet down in Austin. That's some exciting times right there. High school softball, baseball playoffs will start with baseball. And how about those Brownwood Lions in the area round of the playoffs earlier today at ACU's Crutcher Scott Field in Abilene? Two huge wins over Midland Greenwood to move on to the regional quarterfinals. Game one was 12-0 Brownwood. Game two just finished about an hour ago, 15-3 in favor of Brownwood. Boy, the Lions are on a roll right now. Up next will be either Argyle or Graham. They're playing a doubleheader this afternoon. Brownwood plays the winner of that best-of-three-game series next week in the regional quarterfinals. And we'll have more on that Brownwood series sweep coming up on our Monday's sports. Good luck to the Brady Bulldogs in their baseball series with Shallow Water. They're playing at Hermley. Game one this evening at 7. Game two tomorrow at noon, followed by game three if necessary. Softball playoffs, it's round three once again this year for the Brownwood Lady Lions as they have a one-game playoff with Decatur. Brownwood number three in the state, Decatur number 10. This ought to be a good one. Game time has been moved to 5 o'clock up in Glen Rose. Lady Lion head coach Jessica Lynn knows this Decatur team is pretty good.
There's just a solid, round team, just like every team that's made it this far in the playoffs. So, they'll probably challenge us, in all aspects of the game. And so we're just trying to work on all that. And, I expect it to, be low scoring, you know, especially because they have a good pitcher.
All of the action of that game, of course, on AM 1380 KBWD. It's the Syntex Soccer Association Syntex Cup, May 17th through the 19th at the Camp Bowie Soccer Complex. Contact Cindy Black at 682-551-1124 for more information. And the 2019 Heart of Texas Summer Basketball League is being formed for June 3rd through the 28th. All games will be played around the Brown County Junior High and High School gyms for 3rd through 8th grade girls and boys. For more information, contact Matt Noy at 817-239-9355. And that's sports on your Friday with KOXC KBWD Sports. I'm Carl Wayne. Well, time now for funeral notices. Carol Ann Speck, 83 of Early, passed away this past Wednesday. A memorial service will be at a later date, handled by Heartland Funeral Home of Early. Celebration of life of Rick Wilkinson, 66 of Brownwood, will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Austin Avenue Church of Christ, with visitation at the Family Life Center following the service. Burial will be at Jordan Springs Cemetery at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, directed by Heartland Funeral Home. Services for Nellie Kovac, 88 of Bangs, formerly of California, will be in California with local arrangements by Davis Morris Funeral Home. Services for Jimmy Hewitt, 69 of Mullen, will be coming up next Tuesday the 14th at Stacy Wilkins Funeral Home Chapel in Goldthwaite. Burial at Williams Ranch Cemetery in Mills County with military honors. Visitation this Monday the 13th, 6 until 8 at Stacy Wilkins Funeral Home. And graveside services for Glenn Fuquay, 87 of Keller, will be at 2 o'clock this Monday at the Richland Springs Cemetery, directed by Blaylock Funeral Home of San Saba.
Hello, this is Jason Peterson with AirTemp. Do you need air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing services? Call AirTemp. We finance.
Hey, Jason, I need a new water heater. Can I break that up into a couple of payments?
Sure we can. Call AirTemp. We have 6, 12, and 18-month zero-interest, zero-payment plans.
I just need a couple of outlets added to my home office. I'm trying to get a new business off the ground, and money is a little tight right now.
Well, call us at AirTemp. We finance all different size jobs, whether it's air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing.
Jason, I need a new air conditioning system. I know it's going to cost a lot. Can you give me a low monthly payment?
Absolutely. AirTemp has long-term, low-payment plans like our 60-month zero-interest plan. With the money you will save on utility bills from your high-efficiency equipment, it's a no-brainer.
I'm looking for quality, high-efficiency equipment from a quality company, but I don't need financing.
Call AirTemp. We have deep cash discounts on new systems, and we never compromise quality. At AirTemp, we want to make it easy and painless for you to do business with us. Call AirTemp. We fix it right. We fix it for life.
When there's a death in the family, who will you turn to? Blaylock Funeral Home in Brownwood provides services in a facility designed with your needs in mind. Brandon Blaylock and his staff will meet all of your family's expectations in a respectful atmosphere and an affordable